Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Yud, on the last few words on page 226, primarily Kuf Yudal Omer Aleph. The middle of Siv Zayin, where Mechaber is talking about the halacha of buses. Say if you have a bed that has money on it, or even if it's not on it right now, but it was on it by Ben Hashmashes, so he's saying, no, the bed, because it was Muktzah Ben Hashmashes, it's Muktzah the whole day. So the Mechaber, same thing is, any Dvarhat that has something on it, that's awesome. But if let's say it's not on it right now, and it also was not on Ben Hashmashes, then you let it move it, even though it was designated for money, and you had put on money for before Shabbos, but since you removed it before Ben Hashmashes, it's not going to be Muktzah. So the Mechaber brought, some say it's forbidden when it's designated for that, and you had put something inside of it, so even if you removed it from before Shabbos, it's going to be Muktzah. So the Rebbe says, a wallet, a purse, that even though you took out the money from before Shabbos, unless you did a maisa that you let open it from the bottom and you removed it from being designated, it doesn't hold money anymore. If not for that, says Ramah, then the minig is the noigin that's going to be us as muktzah. However, but that is mutzah. And then he says, so to a pocket that's stitched onto a garment, since the primary garment is made for wearing. So if therefore you do move the money from there, then it's permitted to wear the bag, because there the kiss, the pocket, is bottle to the garment. That's where Ramah continues, says Avon Shachach by Mois. But if you forgot money over there, as you can tint up Kofi Dal Medav, then Mutl Talto Habegah, then you actually allow to move the garment, because the layman, we don't say the Chalabegah Nasa Basla Mois, that okay, now the whole garment is a base for the money. No, because Hoyle Ve'in Amois Al Ikar Habegah, since the money is not on the primary garment. But once you're not wearing on Shabbos, the Chashim will consider me, but you might go out with that money. And at the end of Siman Shin test, if he forgot his kiss by him on Shabbos, Madinai, what's the halacha? Says that's the basis. Says Mishburim, Sivkotin Chav test. Yourself Mshachach, but if he forgot money inside over there, you let him move the garment. You just shouldn't wear it. Kabanosi Iker, so says the Mishbura, his primary intent was Lavar Lana is to verify for us that the Hayobi Yeshadayin Mois by Kis, since there's still money in the pocket, so Asala Lovshay, then you're not allowed to wear it, Shemi Yeshkach V'yetz, because you might forget, you might go out with it, that's what he concludes at the end. Barak Lataltamud, just to move it for that is permitted, that's what he's primarily trying to tell you when you forget money inside of it. Moreover, you should know, the Lav Davka Shachach, it's not necessarily if you forget the money. Because the truth is, even if you deliberately had placed money in it from before Shabbos, but I told you, Yeshua called Shabbos, his intention was that it remained there all Shabbos. Even though the pocket is a base for the money, still, you're allowed to move the garment. Even while the money is still in the pocket, because the garment is not a buses, because it's not on the primary garment. Brings this halach of Magen Ram. He writes that this is Magen Ram writes, Shachach is because of the ketchila, that a person should not place the money because he might forget and go out with it. Which in brackets he says, in my humble understanding, I don't know the source for this. But he says, according to my humble understanding, because he wants to let us know for the diuk, that where the money is on the primary garment, for example, let's say the pocket is stitched along the length, then even if you forget, you have to initially shake it out before you move the garment. Continues the Mishabura, says, however, and this he also has in brackets, he's not allowed to put his hand into the pocket, because at least the pocket is a base for the money. And even if you remove the money from inside of it, at least by twilight, that period, the pocket was muktzah for the money. Now he continues Mishabura that, however, if it's possible to shake it out, it's in that one should shake it out first, because the Hashem is some hold. Because even though the money is not in the primary garment, now you still have to shake it out. Before you shake the garment, whether if you placed it over there, whether you forgot over there, like we can write later on. Sivkat Lamed. So he said, no, but you let move the garment, because we don't say the whole garment becomes a base to the money, since the money is not on the primary garment. Claim in other words, that kiss in the tefillah or kabbegad. The pocket is not stitched along the length of the garment. El pib levad tougher. It's only the opening itself that's stitched onto the garment. But it's all hanging, says Beis Yisrael.
Because demaya kizkul the type of a beged, because there are two types of pockets. If the pocket was stitched along the entire length of the garment, I mean, then we say that actually the cholecha, there's two ways. You could just have it stitched on, but then it's hanging separately, as some pockets are. It's all fabric that it's that's like hanging, like this white thing hanging, just you don't see it. But if you turn the pants inside out, you would see it hanging. And then you have that actually it's on the garment itself. It's just like a covering stitched over. Oh, then it's actually on the pants, let's say. You would not see it from the inside. Then we say the chala beged nasa basis. Actually, the whole garment becomes a base. Even though here we're talking about where you forgot, however, we would have to at least first shake out in the beginning of the muktzah. Because even when you, anytime you forget, it does not become a base. But you would have to at least shake it out. But if the pocket is hanging, then you would not even have to initially shake it out. But some stringent and they hold the gamma zitzachnir. No, even in that case with the hanging pocket, you would have to first shake it out. As the Shartzin as Chabzayin says, this is what he brings in the name of the Rambam. Look at Chadusha because they get that he puts him taste in the Nashba that they hold, like the steam of Shulchan Aruch, that you would not have to shake it out in such a case. Sivkot Laman Aleph. And that, like we said, that sins vein amoyis v'chulah, since the money is not in the primary garment. Now, because of Magen Brum, and therefore the garment's not a bus as to the mukta of the money. Because of Magen Brum writes, they get davka keshapeh hakis, tafel la-beged, that's specifically where the opening of the pouch, of the pocket, is stitched onto the garment. As I mean, then we say, do batel gamei ha-beged, that it's secondary to the garment. V'chein keshesh moyis teich teper shav ha-shulchan, so too when, let's say, there's money in the box, the drawer that's in the table, shukar tish kestel, which is a type of a drawer of a table. But also, be in your sheyav shalait siligam shulchan, the drawer is made in a way that you cannot totally move from the table. But again, different spot like our shulchan, therefore it's considered nullified to the primary table. Abul kasher kis moli moyis kasher lebeged. But if you have, let's say, a pouch full of money that's tied onto a garment, who clip if the atma, it's only dependent vessel. But in the bottle coming back, it's not secondary to the, it's not nullified to the garment. But can I tip it to, let's say, a drawer, a desk? Let's say this box, this drawer, you could take it out totally from the table. If that's the case, each one is its own independent vessel. Therefore, it's not nullified to the table. Therefore, you would not be able to move the garment and the table. Because they actually are a base for the money. When you put the money in them from before Shabbos, on Shabbos, it says in parentheses, in brackets, unless it was placed on the table, a permitted item, which is most significant, and then the table becomes a base for that, like we see later on Sefches, which Sharatzin Aizchav Ches brings, and look at Prima Godin, that he's not sure regarding if it helps this thing, even regarding a table, a drawer, that it should be permitted to move it, because it's possible that you need specifically that it should be a Dvaheta that's placed inside of it, not on the table, and therefore we were precise in that we wrote, but that's how Shulchan Basis Lai, that the table becomes a Basa, but he wasn't sure regarding if the drawer also. Now, again, that's this point that we're saying that that the Magen Avraham is differentiating that when do we say that it's bottle to the beggar or not, if it's totally connected or it could be, you know, do you see it as independent or not? Now, continues Mishabru v'mshachach litl me'er Shabbos. Now, if you forgot to take them out from before Shabbos, akapam at least tzarchem din near metchila. You know, at least have to first shake it out. Now, achim yes b'techem rakiz putis. Now, however, if you have inside of them just some pennies, b'techem gabe beggar b'shulchan, then it's secondary to the garment and the table. The inod mevatel bigdei b'shulchan, because the person does not nullify his garment and his table. B'shvaleiz putis is chayodim for just some pennies. Oikasav Magen Moshe writes the nearly that appears to me davka k'shativa shabeshulchan, specifically if the drawer in the table whom yuchad tam of the mois is always designated for money or some other mux item. But if the drawer is hanging on the table, the asuy tam la nich balach masakim is made always placed bread and knives inside of it. The edash nich ba mois, it just happened that money was placed inside of it. I feel im balach masakim, then even if it does not have bread and knives, avagav da tishkes tolvadi asal tato. Now, so although the drawer, for sure you cannot move it, but you would be allowed to move the table. Because essentially the drawer is a tool that's used for permitted utility. If that's the case, so that means to say that the table is a base for something that's permitted and permitted. But Tzarchin one requires further analysis. Like where they also what he writes on this.
So essentially, what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing here in the Sifkat Lamed Alv is that because what's significant in this Ramah is what do we look at? Do we look at the pocket independent, or do we look at it as part of the garment? Obviously, which could work either way. That's what brings from the Magen Avraham that only if the pocket is stitched to the garment, then we say that it's bottled to the garment. Or like when you have this drawer and you can't take it out, then we view it as one big entity. So then it's considered as part of the table. And it's considered part of the pants. And that was what the Ramah was saying, if it's part of the pants or not. But if, let's say, it's its own independent vessel, for whatever the reason is, either because it's just tied on, but it's its own thing, or if, like, you could take out the drawer by itself, so it's not considered secondary to the table. Now, actually, interestingly, then what happens is, now this thing is its own vessel, so it's not part of the table in the garment. So you don't assess it saying like, okay, you know, you're not going to nullify the table for that, but for this vessel, yeah. And then this vessel is on the table or on the garment. So then actually then the table or the garment actually would be forbidden. It would be as a basis. Sif Ches. Kli shesh lo b'davah ha'asav b'davah mutar. A vessel that has something that's forbidden and permitted. So it has two things, both things on it. So mutl tadli ladamub. Kagain machta, for example, let's say a shovel, shesh lemon boydim afa that from before Shabbos has a net ashish. Mutl tadli ladamub il chasabi rekaitzaya to cover spittle or excrement. Yeah, because even though Beishla gum can shiver eats, also has on it broken pieces of wood, shemastru mutl, which, you know, the ashes are permitted, but the broken pieces of wood are forbidden to be moved. Still mutl tadla machta kamashi, you let him move the shovel as it is. Kagain shadava mutta, chashim dava asa, for example, let's say the permitted item is more significant than the forbidden item. It's an important clause. Because of dava asa, chashim yasim dava mutta, but if the forbidden item is more significant than the permitted item, then but let's say it's considered secondary to it. Vasa tatla, then you're not let him move the shovel. But Tom Heter tiltles in. Now, the reason why you let him move the shovel is mashum dula efshal minkat kitmul lechudei. Because you can't just hold on to the ashes itself. Even if you would throw it off from the shovel. Or another reason is because maybe you need the place of the shovel, as the Ramah says, commissions about the submission test, like we said in the previous siman. Now, but the truth is, if you only need the actual shovel itself, then you're right, don't move it as it is. Rather, shake off the ashes and the broken pieces of wood in their place, and then take the shovel. If you could just shake off the permitted item itself, you're right, you're there, and you should shake it off. Don't move it with the permitted item. That's basically the name of Rush. Now, because of Mary Ailis, says Ramah, this is only talking about if the permitted item was with the prohibited item from before Shabbos, but if only the prohibited item was on it, then lawyers continue to base Mahani Mashanechas Lehat Bishabbos. It's not going to help that what you place the permitted item on Shabbos. Says basically the name of Shuvas Harash. Says Mishbus Sivkat Lamed Base. So said a vessel hasn't it prohibited and permitted, where that you had ashes sheyesh olam b'idim that were on it from before Shabbos. So why is he saying that? Lafukim husik b'Shabbos says coming to exclude if let's say you had wood burning on Shabbos, where now the ashes are on it, but it was not on from before Shabbos. The asav is l'kulam, according to everyone, that would be forbidden because mishum noil, because it was generated. The asav ma'isa chadash, a new action was done. The mikar etzim originally was wood v'ashteiv, and now it's ashes. So then even the ashes would be moksa. Now, when the sar of efer amut of efer asa. Now, if let's say permitted ashes got mixed with prohibited ashes, ve'isul lahayu nikkur kimchon sarv, and the prohibited was not recognizable from before it got mixed in. So, let's say you had ashes and you had wood burning over there. So, about the prohibited, then it would be nullified in the majority. But the thing is, the ayu nikkur, if it was recognizable before, then kamal and aloch is a dovish shesh matir, and something that has permissibility. I feel like elephant batal, then even in 1,000, it's not nullified. Muktzi yeshul matir me'erev, muktzi is considered something that has permissibility because it's only asr on Shabbos. But after Shabbos is permitted, then there is no bittul; it would be all forbidden. Kasef Chayyad Mechayyadim writes near Ali that appears to me the Mayim Hanetrim in the Lons B'Mein Nisan regarding the water that drips from the trees in the months of Nisan. Asurin Gam Kei Mishum Nal. That's also prohibited as because it was just generated; it's coming out from a solid. This water that's dripping out. The truth is, he says Vafili Yishkvar Kli in Mayim Erev Shabbos. Even if there's a vessel with water from before Shabbos, that the water dripping into, so you'd say okay, it got bottled right away. Afalachi Asa, still it's going to be forbidden. But Lo Minim Zed the bottle. We don't say over here that's nullified. Dotiba Natefes because the drip that's dropping. It was recognizable before it actually fell and mixed into the water. But come on, we hold the Dabashish Matir, and it has Matir, and not bottle, even 1,000. So it's going to be Asr, and the whole thing's going to be Asr because it's mixed in.
into that Tarevus. Sivkon Lamed Gimel. Now, the Mechaber said, very importantly, this heter of Basel Dava Asav Amutter is only if the permitted item is Chashim and Dava Asav is more significant than the prohibited item. Now, if they're both equal, then Asav is forbidden. Which the Sharatin Islamet says, look at the Chayimim that regs whether they're equal because they're both significant or whether they're both insignificant. Either way, then you're not going to have the heter of this halacha. Because of Paisim, Paisim, right. Now, for the entire world, the heter Chashim Yosef, the permitted item is considered more significant. Or the day and the Chashim Avim, it's not significant. The day we go after him, and for him it's going to be us. But the Nibbuk, the same thing actually would work the other way too. Sivkot Lama Dab. Now, the Mechaber said, but Tama had to tilt the Behulu. The reason for permissibility of moving the shovel is because you can't just get out the ashes, or because you need the place of the shovel. So, what it means to say is like this: the Mechaber is bothered by a question. The Lama B'Simon Shintes, the Begulam Rina Wine, the B'Simon, did we say, when you have fruits that's laying together with a stone in the basket? Even though the basket is a base for the prohibited and permitted. When it's possible, you tell the pears, you're not allowed to move the fruits with the basket. As long as the stone, the rock is placed over there, first you have to shake off everything on the ground, and then afterwards you get the pears into the basket, and then you move it. Even though you need the ashes, you should say, so you should first shake off the ashes with the broken piece of wood on the ground. Then gather just the ashes itself into the vessel. And then move it till you want to. But this he writes, it wouldn't be possible to subsequently gather just the ashes themselves. Because the broken piece of wood, the small splinters, or small piece of coals, you cannot take the ashes without them. So it wouldn't help. You would only have somewhat of the muksa item inside of it. Or because you need lamakam machta, you need the place of the shovel. Does he have so now? That's another reason why you can't just shake it out. Do you put lamakam shetzachla? Because then it's going to fall in the place that you need. Therefore, you move it all together as one. So that's answering his question. Sivkot lamed vav. And now you're right. If you only need the shovel itself, then don't move it as it is. Rather, you now if or shake off the ashes, and then just take the shovel. Now the yikah hevza b'nir, now if you would be a loss with shaking it off, in tzachna, then you don't have to shake it off, because of the simon shintes of gimel, see the chayin, like we said in the previous simon. Simcha lamad zayin, the Ramah said that this old talk about the heter was with the issa from before Shabbos. But if let's say there was only hezol of levad, or someone wants to say it's bevinash mosha by twilight, akin devil mahani anachas ha'etel, so it doesn't help not putting the permit item next to it. The film ha'in nitl is legami misham, because even if actually the permit item was totally moved from there already, gamkin asa would also be forbidden, given this katzil bevinash mosha, since it was muktzah by bevinash mosha, we can have a zayin, like we said in the previous sif. But you're right, if let's say it was put on it, the muktzah item only on Shabbos itself, since it was not muktzah by Benesh Masa, the muktzah lechad Shabbos, then it would only be muktzah of a part of Shabbos. But come on, that we hold Allah, is the muktzah lechatzi, as you continue to make Shabbos, there's no muktzah, but just for half a Shabbos. It'll rather close mantra, as long as the Isra is laying on it, then I'll move it. Then it would help to put an item of Heter right now, that's more significant. Then you can move everything together as one. It may absolutely now, if it's not possible, to shake off the Isser from on it. Some of the deer shoes deer shoe number 37, where the Sharatzian had said that he's in his humble understanding, he doesn't know a source for this halacha. That like a tchili should not put money in it, you might forget and go out with it. And that's why the Ramah writes, Shachach, only if you forgot, but like a tchili should not put money in it. Now, however, regarding a belt that is wearing a Shabbos itself, Shachan Aruch brings in Simish and Gimel, that's forbidden to go with it into a courtyard. When you have a key inside of it, as a concern, then you might forget, you might go out to the street. But Shmuel Rishon and Beis writes that the mitzvah to touch on Erev Shabbos with the pockets that are stitched onto the garment, that might have an object inside of it, and you have to be concerned, you might go out on Shabbos. But Allah adds over there, the Gra, that when it's right before Shkia, literally, that's not just a mitzvah to touch, rather it's Chiv Gomer. So although here he's saying like he doesn't know the source for this, he seems to say something very similar elsewhere. Issue number 39. In our garments, that the pocket is part of the garment, and without the pocket, the garment would be like missing. If someone comments, there would be room to say that the halacha of the pocket is like the halacha of the garment itself, even though it's only stitched on one side. But the Maase writes that also in such a situation, you could be lenient regarding this. There's number 40, regarding candles that are placed on the tablecloth. The Sharatzin writes in Simon Shin Tes, Nimprim Gund Berechayim, they don't according to those who are stringent to consider the tablecloth as a basis, however, only the part of the tablecloth that on it, the nearest R, is considered like a basis. Even though it's one fabric, and look what we discuss over there. Now, the person is meaning, because here he's saying that we say the whole garment is like a basis to the pocket, even though over there he says that the whole tablecloth is not a basis to the nearest, only the part that nearest on it. Now, if someone's wearing a garment with muktzah that's in his pocket from before Shabbos, the Shuvah Zalatin writes, it's possible it's considered that the garment is a basis l'isra l'heter, because besides that it functions the garment for the Dvar Muktzah, it also functions for the person that's wearing it. It means with a Tzarechin. There's number 41. Even if the muktzah is not placed on top of Dvar Heter, Pirmei Kodem writes, that it would seem that Dvar Heter is considered like a basis because still it's meshamish the Dvar Muktzah. Dvar Muktzah that's placed in a basket that's hanging on, let's say, the handle of a baby carriage or beneath it, this girl told that even though the basket itself is a basis for Muktzah, however, the carriage is not a basis because the basket is not on the actual primary carriage itself. But if, let's say, the basket is in the carriage, baby carriage itself, then the baby carriage would be a basis for Muktzah and be forbidden to move it. There's number 42. If, let's say, you have a Dvar Heter in a different drawer on the same table that you have Muktzah, Shlom Zeman holds that you're allowed to move the table. Additional number 43, even though regarding barrel, that you have a stone in it, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tes writes that the barrel becomes a basis to the stone. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tes writes that's because there is tumah in the situation that the stone is placed for the purpose of the barrel, which is not the case by a garment and a table, that a person doesn't think to nullify them to the coins, and he's not, it never doesn't entertain to make them forbidden to move because of the prutas, and therefore it has the halacha like as if you forgot it over there. However, when the prutas, when the coins, don't remain in the drawer, it's just that the owner put in the effort to put them over there, this girl holds that the drawer becomes a basis because he reveals his intention that he wants to safeguard over there. Now a pen that's on the table, this girl holds that the table becomes a basis because of it, even though the table by itself is more significant than the pen. However, you don't go after the monetary value of something, rather it's after the significance of its utility on Shabbos, and the pen has significance in regards to what the table functions it for it on Shabbos. Dish number 44. Even if someone did not put the Dvar Heter intentionally, rather remained with it because he forgot about it, Melchah Shabbos and Kut Shulchan Aruch writes that now the kli would be considered as a basel isel heter because I was permitted to move it by Benish Masjus. And that's also the opinion of Nachum Zemba and Miskarelt, and that's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman regarding a kli that had on the Dvar Muktzah from before Shabbos, and they placed the Dvar Heter on the Erev Shabbos with the intention of removing it before Shabbos and forgot to remove it, that the kli would not become basis only for the Dvar Asa. Dish number 45. Regarding what the Mishnah said, there should be batel b'rayv. However, later on in Simon Shin Yud Ches, it's brought that according to Ramah, a muktzah is not permitted to be eaten through batel b'rayv. That's brought later on in Simon Shin Chav that a muktzah is not batel only but in shishim. Shlomo Zalman writes that maybe you could say that regarding to permit a muktzah to move, that's batel just even the simple majority, which is not the case regarding eating muktzah. That is more severe, that you can only permit in the batel of shishim. Dish number 47, water that drips from a air conditioner. Shlomo Zalman writes has a lach like nailed because it's created from the ear and it's made from something out of nothing. That's also been by Yashram and the Skrelitz, and that's how Intrivish of Levi is inclined.
Now, however, if let's say these waters go through the pipe into the lavatory, so Yashram holds that it doesn't make all the water there in the system forbidden because it's a minority and they don't have a sufficient measurement to flush the toilet and have it permitted to utilize it even in such a situation. Now, however, regarding steam that gathers on the window or a vessel, Shlomo Zalman writes that there's no issa moving it because since they're not significant and they're secondary to the window,
So it doesn't have, it's not considered like any tiltum. Now, rainwater that goes, it comes out on Shabbos, Mishra writes in Shin Lamed Ches, that they're not considered as mukta or like nylons, it's permitted to move them. Now, snow that comes out on Shabbos, the Ishlam B'chach and Tributar Tzvi write, it's not considered as nylons, it's not mukta, that's the opinion of B'yashim. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. And he adds on that even though it's known that snow only becomes when it's close to coming down rain on the ground, and not before that, it comes out that it was not really around yesterday. However, it's brought that it's not considered as nailed. However, in Sefer Tzadok Shabbos, it brings the truth from Shlomo Zalman that snow is mukta. Another in Shabbos, Gizmoyitra writes that snow that comes on Shabbos is mukta because of nailed, and the halacha of snow is not like that of rain. However, in Sefer Hazal Shabbos, he writes in his name that it's not mukta. Dershon number. We said, you could put on the double heter if the double utzer was only put on Shabbos, if it's not possible to shake it off from there. Now, even if shaking it off is difficult, the Bishvur writes in Shem Shem Ches, it's possible, it's permitted to put on bread on the buses to move it, but the Chaznish is mafak for goodness.